from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. I'm going to sue Brian Snitker and use Morgan & Morgan because I am injured because he did not take Charlie Morton out. Brave squander, 4-0 lead last night. Lose at 5-4. Phillies score the final 5. But, hey, there's 3 games left in the series. But, this Braves team is doing a lot with a little, if you consider things. But, I don't know, a lot of things to do there. But we got to talk about football, gentlemen. We got
the
Falcons
this year.
Old corny Russell Wilson going to be under center for the Steelers. Falcons getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And
why are you attacking him? He's just a good, humble human being.
Our Joe Patrick, our smoking Joe Patrick, just works his butt off. He was up there yesterday as Raheem Morris spoke to the media. And Raheem, are you satisfied with this 53-man roster?
I'm really more than satisfied. You always are trying to upgrade at all times, and it just keeps a subtle edge, right? That competitive edge around your team where everybody's competing, where everybody's trying to be the best version of themselves in order to go out and compete at the highest level every single day.
Well, gentlemen, I got to tell you, I'm pretty satisfied with this roster. Is it perfect? No. But it's as well equipped as most other teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd say it gives you a puncher's chance, if you will. I mean, and the thing is, and Raheem actually alluded to this a couple times through the Judon and Justin Simmons talk, is he believed this was a team before that could make a deep run. I mean, he believed in this roster before that, and I think your belief in the head coach goes a long way when you talk about guys like Richie Grant and obviously Arnold Ebiketie and some of the other outside guys that be rushing the passer, but. To hear it from Raheem Morris even after the fact when he says, I'm more than happy about this, I think that just alludes to those guys being pretty good in their own right.
Well, you're being criticized last night for the way you say roster.
Yeah? Roster? How do you want me to say it?
I want you to say it the way you say it.
How am I supposed to say it?
Because I enjoy saying it back to you. When you say roster, I say roster.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know. Maybe I should be told how to speak. the thing for me is I was told last year this was a playoff team. They were a quarterback away. That's what we were told. That's what they said when they fired Arthur Smith, is that we think this is a playoff team that's a quarterback away. So you got a quarterback. Hell, you got two of them. And then you added two all-pros at, positions of need. I think you needed a pass rusher, and you've added depth along the line. So to me, this is he should be satisfied with most of the 53. I don't know if you can ever be sad. I don't know if the NFL, you can ever be completely satisfied with a 53-man roster just based on where you have to, I don't want to say cut corners, but, get maybe a lesser player than you wanted to have more somewhere else.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't believe that for 1 minute that last year's roster was a playoff roster. I know that's what they said.
I'm telling you what they said.
Yeah, I know that's
whether
what
you whether we
I think
believed
in relation
it or not.
To the in relation to the division.
I think
that's fair.
I think you were a quarterback away from winning two or at least two more games last year. I think there was some quarterback. You can't tell me that you lost the game last year in Carolina because of anything but bad quarterback play. You can tell me where the defense should have stopped them, but what What do you I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. They would even in the Minnesota game where the defense couldn't tackle Josh Dobbs at times, had they converted a turnover, they got the ball on the 2-yard line, had they converted that to a touchdown and they ended up kicking a field goal, I think you win the ball game there. It's a completely different game. So
I agree with your sentiment, right? And I think there were good pieces, man, but I keep going back to what the wide receiver core looked like last year, and there's nothing about the wide receiver core last year that says we're going to the playoffs. I mean, Matt Collins is in Buffalo right now. God bless him, man. Great special teamer. Had injury bug last year at times. Not a wide receiver two in the NFL, in my opinion, and definitely not inside of Arthur Smith's offense. You go with the remade look at the remade wide receiver room. You take away Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, which I think are solid players, but I did not look at last year's roster in hindsight. Now, I'm talking about complete hindsight. I don't look at it and say, man, that was a missed opportunity. That was a playoff ready team without a quarterback. No, I just don't see it.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they had the best receiving core in the league or anything even close. But the reality is that receivers not being the best in the league don't make up for poor decisions on the field made by the guy with the ball in his hands. And that's where you lost some games. You also lost games late last year because you couldn't stop anybody once your defensive line really went through it. And then on top of that, you just kept putting them out there with drives that you couldn't sustain a drive. So I think you can make the argument a bunch of different ways, but the biggest position of need was quarterback. And I do believe that the quarterback position cost you a couple of games last year on its own, where defense and everything else kept you in it to the point where bad decisions and turnovers by the quarterbacks cost you games. That's what I saw. I mean, that's what it looked like to me.
Well, we have a quarterback this year, is Raheem Morris, on the obsessive, compulsive nature of one Kirk Cousins.
You know, most of those guys that are psycho, they got their own rhythm and routine, and they're obsessed. And I was around Matthew Stafford, and really I got to put Cooper Kupp in this category as well, where they had this psycho routine where they kind of met it. I don't even know what time it was, but I know I was walking through, and they'd be sitting in that wide receiver / quarterback room, whatever it was, with their maniacal, sick kind of pattern that they did every single week in that room. I always swerve around because I didn't want to walk through and disturb them, and sometimes I just kind of went through and kind of gave them something. Just to normalize them a little bit, but I don't know about the poker chips. You got to ask that. I didn't see the poker chips last year. The last couple of years I was out with them, but I did see what time he got to work. And I remember one time, it was just kind of a joke. This is during COVID. I believe they moved the coffee machine into the team room. And I would walk by sometimes, and I see him in the team room, and I thought he was just like going through his plays and all the stuff in his head. And I said something to him one day. He was like, no, I was just sitting there getting coffee. And I was like, oh. So I thought I stumbled into some sick training, but it was just him getting coffee in the morning in the training room.
There's something that I noticed, and Mike, I don't know if you noticed it out there at training camp, that Kirk Cousins does is when he runs a play, throws a route, you know, throw a ball, and then he'll just stare. And he'll stare at where the ball was thrown.
Well, you focused on him after releasing the ball.
Yeah. Okay. And I thought originally it might be something to do with the camera, the GoPro that he has on his helmet. And Arch and I were talking, and Arch was like, no, he's, you know, from what I've gathered, he's kind of visualizing the play. He's remembering it in his head, and he's got a photographic memory. And I guess there's some kind of, you know, memorization of he's remembering what happened in the play, walking through it, the way the receiver ran the route, whatever it is. But it's just, you know, that's that detail, Mike, that I don't think we realize happens, that players, and I'm sure it's not just a quarterback that does it, do.
Yeah, no, I can distinctly, I got in trouble in college a lot. Malvin's line coach was old school, and every time that he would ask me a question, I'd look at the ground, and he'd say, pick your freaking head up. And I would be like, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just picturing what exactly that looked like and trying to remember what the defensive front
did. You look down to trigger your
right. I was like looking down. I'd be looking down, and now I do it, and you guys see when I'm talking in this microphone. A lot of times I'll look up because I'm trying to remember what the
situation is. Yeah, I just think you're just fundamentally disappointed as when you look down.
I don't want to make eye contact. Socially awkward. No, that's just how I think. You know, it's I think that's Kirk Cousins a lot that way, where he stares at kind of a spot on the field And I think he can kind of mentally rewind, right? He kind of hits the rewind button in his head and kind of draws it back and goes, yeah, you know, Jesse was rolling that way, but that's not how it panned out. I'm trying to, you know, trying to decide how the receiver. And then the beautiful thing is, and we've talked about this till we're blue in the face, he can walk over and look at the screen. And the play 10 seconds later is being replayed on that screen. So he can go through it mentally. He can get, you know, a couple of reps in his mind and then look back and see if it looks on camera the way it did in his own brain. But I love the maniacal talk from Raheem right there, man. It's just makes you, doesn't it make you feel good when you hear a word like maniacal about your quarterback? You're like, yes.
Maniacal, sick.
Yes.
Sick approach.
On. Yeah. I love it. I want him to be sick.
All right, what about the new guys? What about Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons? Coach, are they assimilating?
Okay, so Matthew, he's a little further along, obviously, because he was practicing all this time and out where he was at. And so we got him already beefed up into his rep counts. We got him beefed up into full individual. But the personality of Matthew just comes out more and more every single day. And he is live wire. He is a guy who knows a lot of football. He is high intelligence. He is high instinctual. And he brings a little bit of the edge, and he brings a little bit more fun to a practice. Even when you get him and you trick him on something, he's able to very loudly and very clearly articulate that to the offense. Oh, I knew that was coming, but you got me. And it's a lot of fun with him. Where Justin's being kind of, I'm kind of just letting the rope out slowly with him, and now we're starting to get to some team plays and do some of those different things, and you're starting to see really the intelligence of Justin and how fast he's able to pick it up and communicate with Jesse or Grant or whoever's out there, or even Alfred at the nickel spot and some of those spots, and how detailed he is in his work, and just a true, absolute professional. So there are different points, but the two guys' personalities are really ringing out, and the character behind both of them in their own different way are really starting to mesh well with our football team.
Does Justin and Jesse Bates kind of have the same demeanor in a lot of ways? Play the same position, of course.
I don't know that I've seen enough of Justin Simmons to answer that, to be honest with you.
Because
I've watched Jesse Bates on Blue in the Face.
I think they're probably both very, you know, they're both very studious people. Like, those guys are going to sit in the room and study till they basically fall asleep watching film. And I think it shows. I think it shows on what the little bit we watched of Justin Simmons. I think Justin's much more, and I don't think this is going to sound like it's a shot. It's not. I think Justin's more apt to come up there and stick his head in there on a run play, and he's to me feels like more of a run stopper while still being able to be a ball hawk at the same time. But am I wrong, Mike, that it's more important for Justin to study and have a kind of an understanding and a relationship with Jesse and back there to how they flow together than Matthew Judon? Because, I mean, I just feel like with Judon, it's like quarterback, hit him.
See ball, hit ball.
Yeah.
See ball is very simple.
But I think
I don't need to draw anything up for you. Just go get that guy.
But I feel like Justin Simmons has to have a chemistry with Jesse Bates in a certain type of way. The way they're going
to be more of an intellectual approach.
Yeah. Right. Am I wrong on that? Or
I will tell you, one of the things that triggered for me when Judon saying, oh, you got me. It did hit me, and it has hit me a couple times through training camp, that we are not going to be running zone read with Kirk Cousins this year the way Desmond Ridder did a bunch last year. Say whatever you want to. Your guy was successful when you got in the red zone running zone read.
He was
right? when he held the football through the pylon.
Well, if you want to look at it from a negative approach, yes. But when you talk about play design, it was very successful. And so I will be curious to see what, if anything, a guy like Matthew Judon is looking at the offense and going, "Oh, you got me." Because I'll be honest, I haven't seen a lot of "you got me" plays against the defensive ends or outside linebackers in practice so far. So now my head is spinning a little bit. Now I'm like, yeah, what do you got, Zach Robinson? Show me, baby. Let's go.
All right, coming up, a ranked team kind of sputters out the gate. And also, out in Boulder last night, the Buffaloes get a scare. That's coming up next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches,
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.